Now it's time for the 2 Up on the Upswing.
First up, American Family ups its pay. Madison-based American Family Insurance Group announced that it will raise its minimum hourly wage to $25 beginning in January. The minimum hourly wage for the company was set at $23 in 2022. This is the third time the company has raised its minimum wage since 2020, when it raised it to $20 per hour. Of course, the Wisconsin minimum wage stands at $7.25 per hour, aligning with the federal minimum. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, raising the minimum wage again for our employees demonstrates our commitment to paying a livable wage, said American Family Chief People Officer Jesse Stauffer in a press release. By providing competitive wages, we recognize the importance of keeping and attracting top talent while also empowering employees to develop successful careers here. The number of employees impacted on this move beginning January 2025 isn't known, but according to a spokesperson, it will affect some of the employees that will move to Century Insurance with the impact of American Family's sale of the General to Century Insurance. This was a $1.1 billion deal. If the sale closes, more than 1,300 American Family employees would move to Century on January 1st. Next up, Brewers go gorilla. Take a look at the live stream for the show right now. Watch for new pop-up art and ads from the Milwaukee Brewers. This is from Izzy Lugo. Izzy is the director of experiential marketing for the Brewers. He posted this on LinkedIn over the weekend. I love this. Keep your eye out for our latest campaign across Milwaukee. The artwork pays homage to the advertisements traditionally seen at the fruterias all across the area and are designed by Milwaukee-based Serta Design Company. This campaign is so special to me, says Izzy. Truly a true core memory for Latinos everywhere. This artwork is incredible. Hand-drawn images of Willie Adames, William Contreras, and Jackson Churio. Each one of these ads has their likenesses, has their position, and then it has in the script, it says 2024 playoffs, kind of written like it's a price. They are super cool. You can see them at All Goods in West Allis, all up and down Greenfield Avenue. I hear they're going up along National Avenue this morning, maybe even El Rey. Kind of a pop-up campaign to promote the Brewers playoffs that begin tomorrow. Super, super cool ads. You got to check them out. Check them out on the live stream, but see them all around town beginning today. Go Brewers, really cool stuff, and I love innovative guerrilla marketing on so many levels.